Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. It's great to be with you. I want to warn you before we get started, this will be an unedited, unrehearsed program. This will not be going on the radio. I am sitting here on my couch in the living room in a lot of pain the last few days. And sometimes when you're in pain, if you've ever experienced pain or back pain in your lifetime, sometimes you feel useless, you feel worthless because you can't do much. I thank God for my beloved wife, who over the years has been a servant of servants, and I say that with respect and love, for she has had to take care of me, to be a nurse to me over the years, especially in the times when I went through surgery, and has been a great companion to me. And when you're in that condition, you feel useless sometimes. In the last few days, I've been feeling that way with the pain I've been in, with being able to do very little. I was reading this morning in Ephesians 6 a verse I want to share with you because it readjusted my thinking. You know how it is sometimes, we become self-centered, feeling sorry for ourselves. But in Ephesians 6 verse 8, the Apostle Paul says this, "Knowing that whatsoever good thing each one does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free." Now the context of this is Ephesians 6, is the last half of Ephesians is the practice. Paul says in Ephesians 4 to walk worthy of our calling. The calling is in chapter 1 through 3, where we see the calling of the body of Christ. They are heaven's aristocracy. We learn this in Ephesians 1 through 3. They're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. And yet in Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, the members of this body who are heaven's aristocracy are told to walk worthy. And what are they told to do? Are they told to go out and preach? Are they told to organize great campaigns? No, not once. They are told to carry the aura, the atmosphere of the glory of chapters 1 through 3 into daily living. You and I are not to live as if tomorrow the world's going to end. We are to live every day as if each day counts. Now, we're expecting to see the Lord in His glory, but we're never told when. And when you read Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, Paul never says, don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop doing the common. Life is important. You and I may live out the rest of our days. You and I may be here for 50, 60, 70 more years, our whole lifespan. We are never promised in the Scriptures that the Lord Jesus will be manifested in glory in our lifetime. Acts 28:28 is the key, as you've listened to most programs. So back to this comment. In Ephesians 6, the context is husbands loving your wives, wives submitting to your husbands, fathers not provoking your children to wrath, but to nurture them with discipline and admonition in the Lord. And then he tells the slaves to submit, to be obedient to them that are masters according to the flesh. And then he tells the masters to not threaten the slaves. Isn't it interesting? Paul doesn't tell them to stop any of these activities, but he tells them to do it to the glory of God. Please don't email me and talk about the evils of slavery and what have you. Christianity is above it all. Those who believe in Christ, members of the body of Christ, can be above any lot in life. We can live above it. How do you live above it? By doing your best in it. People always have the escape mentality today, but in Scripture, it's not an escape mentality. It's living in it to the glory of God. Now, notice what it says here, that whatsoever good thing each one does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Note this, our work in life is a good thing for which we will receive a reward. Ephesians 6:8. Read it again, knowing this, that whatsoever good thing each one does, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Notice it says whatsoever. What are the good things? The stuff he's listed here in Ephesians 4, 5, and 6. It's the common things. A few moments ago, my son walked down the stairs, and I encouraged him on something. this verse helped me to realize that that little act is a good thing. A little thing you do for your wife. The act of going to the store, the act of cleaning tables. All these are good deeds that need to be done to the glory of God. Those who are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places and are objects of the principalities and powers. Remember in Ephesians 3, the principalities and powers are learning the manifold wisdom of God in the church. You and I are heaven's aristocracies. You and I are heaven's aristocracy, yet we're rewarded for wiping off kitchen tables. Do you remember the Lord Jesus when he was on earth? The Lord Jesus lived for 30 years in obscurity. He lived as a young boy. He obeyed his parents. He submitted to them. And as a young man, he worked in a carpenter shop. I can imagine the detail the Lord Jesus put into his projects. I am sure that every job he did it to the best of his ability. He paid attention to how he hammered in a nail. He paid attention to how the countertop would have been even. He paid attention to the details of his work. Remember this, when the Lord Jesus, when it came time for him to finally start his ministry, read Matthew 3, the heavens were opened and the Father said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found all my delight." The Father said this about the Son. When did he say this? He said this not after our Lord went about preaching and teaching and healing the sick and raising the dead. No, the Father said this about his Son, who had worked for 30 years in a carpenter shop. He didn't say that after he had done all his healings. The Father was pleased. He was pleased with the work his Son accomplished for 30 years as a normal man, doing the same things you and I do. Now, later on, obviously, his ministry, the Father was pleased with that too. But we place so much emphasis on doing this and doing that, and we ignore the mundane. Discover the glory of the mundane, that your life counts, the details of your life counts. Those errands you have to run are important. The jobs you're doing to support your family are important. Live life to the fullest. Acknowledge that these things are a gift of God. Husbands, rejoice in the wife that God has given you and the children God has given you. Rejoice in the things that are yours, because the less we rejoice in them, the more we look for something else that will never come. If we don't take pride in the sense that we glory in what we have and thank God for it and do it to the best of our ability, if we don't do that, we'll never be satisfied. We'll always be looking for something that will never come. So find joy now, and one day, when we are manifested with Christ in glory, we will receive a reward from our Lord for the good things that we've done, whatever they are. In Ephesians 4, 5, and 6, it's you doing your daily tasks, just like our Lord Jesus did when he was on earth for those 30 years of taking out the trash and cutting wood. So as I sit here in pain, I still have a job to do. I can't do much physically, but I know the Lord will take delight in any little effort I can put forth, whether with my tongue to build somebody else up, or with my hands to do whatever I can to help out around here. This is God's work. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.